here with Davo after a 2-1 home win in the league against North Greenford. Davo, probably not the best performance of the season so far, but three very important points.
Yeah, spot on. We weren't at our best today whatsoever. Pete Millard, top man that he is, went down to scout them on Thursday to have a look. There was a few players in there since the new management have come in that we weren't aware of, and drove up to Enfield 2 hours. You know, that's how thorough we are. We want to make sure we're fully clued up as best we can with every team. They played a certain team that day and turn up today, and they've signed several new players that we'd not even weren't on our radar at all. So that was a bit difficult for us. And to be fair, the players that they'd signed were pretty good, and they certainly weren't a rock bottom of the table side as far as I was aware, from playing in the game. So all in all, not a great performance, brilliant result.
But a decent start to the game. Not long into the game, and picked up from where you left off maybe Tuesday, and a good early goal off of a set play, which you looked dangerous from all season, really, and Dan Russell's popped up with the opening goal. And then to be pegged back, probably with their only shot on target up to that point.
Yeah, that's true. We do look lively from set pieces. I'm not sure what's clicked with us, but we scored so many goals from either directly from a corner or certainly a second, drop down or whatever. We've scored so many this season, so that's good. And it was, to be honest, a poor corner from me, and it's been headed back, and then I've curled it back in, and Rossi scored with a really good header. So yeah, good start. Needed to go kick on from there. We didn't really. We flits and starts. We played quite well, but for the majority of the game, it was a bit easy hosey, really. I thought we didn't really take the game by the scruff of the neck. Some players didn't perform like they can. We certainly didn't play the football that we usually would play, but it looked like it was only a matter of time before we got a second goal. Then they've nicked a goal just before half time. A real bad time for us to concede just before half time. You thought if we come in up the slope 1-0 with the win second half in the slope, we would have, I think we'd have gone and won the game handsomely, but they've equalised and given them something to hang on to. Just after that, they've had a lad sent off for a... I've seen them not given, with a little bit of fortune that the red card was given. It was a poor tackle, but, I guess the referee had no option. He thought it was two-footed and he lunged in, so a little bit of fortune with that, but in a way, I don't think it helped us. Especially as they'd equalised, it gave them something to hang on to, and they camped very, very deep in that second half, didn't they?
Was there a point in the second half where you thought it might not be your day? You were camped in their half, as you've rightly said, for most of the second half. I think they probably got out two or three times, several chances. You had a goal disallowed, and as I say, you must at some point in the second half be thinking it's not going to happen for us today.
Yeah, I did think that because I didn't think we stretched the game well. I didn't think we kept the ball well enough. We just didn't seem to get our game going, really. But what we did do is we didn't stop trying. We didn't stop believing. There was lots of patience out there to keep going. We were trying to move it from side to side, but we didn't really penetrate them with any real quality. That some of our players in key areas didn't have their best games on the ball, but we can't question what they were doing off the ball. They were running hard and chasing back and making tackles. And the more and more the game wore on, we were throwing more and more men forward, and suddenly they broke, and they probably had two of the better efforts in the second half, really. The lads had volleyed one over, and Pricey's made at least one good save, one or two good saves, which is what he does again. Bored of me saying, probably. I'm sure he's not bored of me saying, but he's absolutely outstanding, and kept the scores level, and eventually we got what we deserved. We got the goal. I took a corner, Rossi's headed it, it's dropped down, and he's bundled it in. Dan Russell scored two goals, which we'll probably never hear the end of, bless him. But to be fair to Dan, he's got work commitments on some Saturdays. He's not always with us, but when he is with us, I don't think there's a lot better than him in the league, and we're absolutely delighted that we've got his services as much as we have. So pleased that he got his goals. The lads will give him a bit of abuse for it, I'm sure, because he's he's a figure of fun sometimes for them giving him grief, but you know, he gives as good as he got, and I'm sure that'll give him some ammunition to push back next time in the dressing room.
And I said on Tuesday about people around the club bigging this week up in terms of the two games that you had, and that they were both must-win games and 6 points were required. And I think you said on Tuesday that you didn't feel it was that much of a big week in comparison to the way people were building it up. What's your thoughts now, obviously, after the two games and 6 points?
Oh, now it's
later?
An absolutely massive week, wasn't it? No, it's no different. You know, it was a great two wins at home. Puts our record at home now 6 wins, 2 draws, 2 losses out of 10, which is outstanding. Wherever you are in the league, all we need to do now is maintain that. Can we rectify what we're doing away? We're going to try one or two different things. You know, Thursday was great. Myself and Craig Martin decided to take the lads bowling instead of training, and then they went out for a meal, and it was brilliant for them. You know, they deserve that. They give everything that they can for the club for no reward financially. So, you know, me and Craig doing that was the least we can do. And it was a really good night. And spirits were high, and they're going to be even higher now after this win. And we take that into the Hampshire Cup on Tuesday. Still struggling for numbers, so I don't know what we're going to do team-wise that day. But Brockenhurst are a decent outfit. They've had some good results in the FA Cup this year. Had a really good run in that. They beat two very good teams in that. And so we'll have a hard task against them for sure. But we'll go into it with confidence. And then off the back of that, we've got another away game against Barton Rovers, and we've got to go and start picking something up away from home. And if we do that, then you know we'll keep climbing the table.
And just any final thoughts on them today? Obviously, they're down there. They don't look as though they deserve to be down there.
Yeah, I thought they were a pretty good side, actually. I definitely don't think they'll finish right down there where they are at the moment. So, especially with the additions that they've made, as long as they keep them players, you know, they're going to be a force and probably pick up a few points and push up the table. You know, I wish their management good luck, because you know, it's hard. I don't think they're a big budget team either, like us, and I have respect for anyone who does that. And you know, the two guys that have taken over were good non-league players, and I'm sure that they'll pick up some good results.
Well, congratulations on 3 points today and 6 points for the week, and best of luck for the Hampshire Cup game and the league game next weekend.
Cheers, mate.